Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Have you ever thought of something and walked out of the room and then forgot what you were looking for? And then had the poise in order to go back into the room and it comes back to you. Oh, it was my keys. Where are my keys? The University of Notre Dame did a study in 2012 and showed that if people walk through a portal, they usually forget what they were doing. Whereas if they walked around the same room several times, they do not forget the object for which they were searching. That's because the eye and brain are intimately connected. 40% of the brain is associated with vision processes, things you don't even know that are happening. There are 100 times as many fibers going from the optic nerve to the brain than from the ear, the acoustic nerve, to the brain. And 80% approximately of our sensory connection to the world is through our eyes. So it's important to know that this connection is there, and it's often misunderstood. So I thought I would share with you some of the thoughts on how the two are related. Blurred vision, for instance, can occur anywhere in the eye, nervous system, or even other parts of the body. A 56-year-old mechanical engineer had blurred vision. It turned out to be due to a stroke secondary to an abnormal heart valve. A 28-year-old alcoholic complained of poor vision and blurring, but it was a result of liver inflammation and a lack of vitamin A. Another case is a 48-year-old school teacher had a pituitary tumor that caused her to complain of blurred vision. So blurred vision is rather nonspecific. The important thing is that it is specific because somewhere in the visual system, it is there. And we've all had blurred vision from time to time. There are numerous anatomical indicators of the eye-brain connection. For instance, the retina is an extension of the forebrain. As I said, the optic nerve sends 100 times as many fibers to the brain than from the ear. Ocular activities include more than just seeing an eye chart. You see near, you see far, you see peripheral. There's the accommodation or focusing. There's tracking. There's seeing color, judging distance, depth perception, and even memory. Connecting to the midbrain is part of memory and even part of hypnosis. So visual templates are in the hippocampus, deep in the brain, and that's where you recognize an object or scene in order to know that you have observed it before. There are numerous different entities that indicate this connection between the eye and brain. Computer-driven myopia, because you got to look and converge for the myopia and nearsightedness to develop. Unequal refractive errors, tracking a ball, migraines, consciousness and orientation, depression. Yes, even depression has an ocular measurable effect. Hallucinations with macular degeneration. Brain tumors can be seen in the eye through the pupil's ocular motility and optic nerve. MS, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, glaucoma not only affects the eye, but affects some of the nerves back in the brain. The visual process in general is a concept that shows this connection. Sleep apnea, again, even though it's sleep and somewhere else in the body, can give you both ocular and brain side effects that are unwanted. Liver and GI disease can give you both, whether it's inflammatory or nutritional. And both the eye and brain require the same nutrition. If you look at the studies for certain vitamins, you'll see that they are exactly the same. Vitamin D3, for instance, is important for both. It reduces the risk of macular degeneration, and it also reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. DHA, omega-3 algae oil. People think it's fish oil, but it's the top of the line omega-3. DHA is 50% of your retina, 30% of your brain. So it's so important. And so many of these disorders with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, Lewy body dementia, ALS, all people have low D levels. So get your D level tested and be supplementing. Only the sun really gives you vitamin D. You don't get it by osmosis. A guy named Catan studied 1,600 people, an average age of 69, and found that with inflammation, it leads to atherosclerosis, stroke, and dementia. And they found that most of these people had very low vitamin D levels. So again, nutrition is good for both the eye and the brain. Well, what else can we do? Well, getting an eye exam. And the future eye exam, with some new software, is going to detect tau proteins or amyloid protein in the eye, in the retina, and be able to measure it. And once you can measure something, you can begin to treat it. Likewise, if you notice that curcumin has been found to reverse the tau protein in the retina, this may mean that Alzheimer's may have a treatment with curcumin or turmeric. So using the eye as a vector, as a benchmark of brain disease, not only is going to be the future of neurology, but is also going to be a way of measuring whether natural or pharmaceutical remedies are going to be valuable. Ophthalmology is a very high-tech field. We have all kinds of ways of measuring our vision and components we don't even realize. We can measure some of the unconscious aspects, the peripheral vision and tissue brain injuries. We use the pupil. We use the movement of the eyes back and forth, those rapid movements, in order to detect what's going on without an invasive procedure. An MRI will tell us structure. A CAT scan will tell us structure. But the key is to know function. And function can be measured in a number of these interesting ways. The eye is not only the window to the soul, but also the window to the body and the window to the brain. So it's important to get regular eye examinations based on your risk, your family history, and others' issues like that. It's important to know how to pay attention to your vision and whether you suffer from glare or weak, dark adaptation. So make an appointment today if you need to. If you haven't, ask your doctor all of these questions because you want to know what you're at risk for and whether they see anything or whether even an advanced ocular examination with something called an OCT, which is a computerized laser scan of the retina and optic nerve, is going to be able to tell you how to ward off a neurological disease. I have written the Eye Care Revolution specifically to tell people much of this information in greater depth. It is so important to know as much as you can and actually inform your doctor. You are the most important person in your own health care. You can reach me at my website, www.eyeadvisory.com. and share some of your thoughts and inquiries. You can also reach me by going to my Radio MD show page. So it's important to be aware that it's more than just looking outside and seeing the birds.